Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with my friend Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, today we're going to talk about emergency funds and what that means to the average person. But it means also that you're going to need it one day.
Absolutely. I mean, stuff happens and you need to be prepared for it. You know, the thing is that, you know, financial shocks come all the time in life. But the issue is, how do you recover from them? You know, does it happen and it takes you months or even years to recover?
Yeah.
Or are you able to recover quickly and have a resilience? That's what an emergency fund does for you. We want to encourage people to go to the website at moneysmartlife.org and check the blog post on this for more details. But listen, having an emergency fund is important. Now, a popular myth that's out here is that an emergency fund needs to be 3 to 6 months of take-home pay.
Right.
That's not true. There's a new number that most people can reach, even if you're lower income, and that's $2,467 in your emergency fund. That amount of money will insulate you from most financial shocks that will happen. So $2,467, once again, it's a doable thing that most people can reach. Go to the website again at moneysmartlife.org and we'll talk about the details. Now, Randy, in life, you'll get knocked down.
Oh, yeah.
But the issue is, how long do you stay down and what do you do after you get up? And having an emergency fund gives you a bunch of options that and stops you from making short-term decisions that will have long-term consequences.
Yeah.
So once again, moneysmartlife.org, click right on the bingeable blog post button. It'll take you right to the posting, or you can find it on our Facebook page. And also check out the link to Confessions of a Gospel DJ.
I try to keep people posted on everything that we talk about.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.